The goal of an AIDS-free generation may be ambitious, but it is possible.
Speaking at a Washington forum, Secretary Clinton called on global health experts, scientists, and advocates to redouble their efforts. The stakes are high. AIDS, a disease associated with human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, has killed 30 million people over the past 3 decades. Another 34 million people around the world are currently living with HIV infections. Scientists working to control the epidemic say the fight against AIDS is difficult because the virus that causes it is complex and tenacious.
The fact that once you're infected with HIV, it incorporates into your genetic material. The virus has a trick that kind of permanently attaches itself to our genetic material. And that means that it's very difficult to get rid of.
Rick King is Vice President of Vaccine Design at the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, a public-private partnership. King says an effective vaccine against HIV could be ready within 5 years, though hurdles remain.
Many as millions of viruses circulating at any one time, and they're all enough different that a vaccine needs to take that difference into account. We need to find vaccines that will block all those thousands of circulating strains.
A recent UN report says better prevention and drug treatment programs are reducing AIDS-related deaths and global HIV infection rates. But in some regions, says UNAIDS Executive Director Michel Sidibe, the data show the epidemic is surging.
I think the most serious areas remain Eastern Europe and Central Asia, where the report is showing that in 10 years we have an increase by 250% on number of new infections.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says there is a simple explanation for such disparities: high-risk human behavior.
Injection drug use, the use of selling sex for drugs, all is a perfect incubation pot for spread of HIV. So it isn't an even, well-distributed incidence, prevalence, deaths, etc. Some countries are up and some countries are down.
UNAIDS Michel Sidibe says South Africa is a good example of a nation trying to get its AIDS epidemic under control.
Tested more than 14 million people and reduced the price of a drug by 53%, increased the number of people on treatment.
While public health experts applaud the progress made in controlling HIV/AIDS, they say more support from donor countries and better use of resources by host nations will be needed to end the epidemic and meet the goal of an AIDS-free generation. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.